wait till the trumpet sounds. Prepare today, for the day is the day of salvation. As the writer wrote, for the day of salvation. If you will, hear his voice. Harden not your hearts. Harden not your hearts today, but seeking while it's still called the day. Seeking while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For the day of his coming is nigh, and who shall be able to stand the day of his coming? I declare this morning, people, time is running out on you. Time is running out this morning. What will you do with Jesus today? I thought, oh God, how wicked this world is getting, and how uncertain times is. And I wonder, why won't my children come? I wonder, why won't your children come? What are they waiting for this morning? They're waiting for the trumpet to sound. Then they're going to cry in that morning. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But it's going to be too late, because the mercy door is going to be closed. And then shall judgment come upon this world. For he said, the Lord shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon them that dwell upon the earth. The day of his coming is nigh. All people who shall be able to stand in that day. I'm going to tell you, without a new birth in Jesus Christ, you're not going to be able to stand. I know this morning, brethren, we're going to go up the war with death, and there's not going to be no discharge in that army. We all are going to die and go the way of all the earth. So this morning, what does it matter what people think? It's about what God knows about you this morning, people. The world may laugh at you because might sing, you might pray out loud, and someone might laugh. And no doubt if they heard me, when the Lord blesses me sometime, they may think that boy's a little strange. But let me be a fool for Christ's sake. Let me be counted one of the number that's gone to the land of the living. Brother, we're not living here in this old natural body. It's got to have a change. But on the inside, there's a man that's living. Brother, I've got life because a man called Jesus. I picked my feet out of the mire and the clay and set him on the wrong. Because he lives this morning, I can live also. Because God told him, brethren, and my Father give unto me a kingdom, I will also give unto you, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. I'm in the kingdom this morning, brother, that's not seen with eyes. Oh, you must be born again to see the kingdom. Without a new birth, you can't see the kingdom this morning. The kingdom of God come not by observation, but the kingdom of God is within you. And you might say this morning, how do I get that kingdom in me? When the light shines to you, take heed of that light that shines in the dark heart, until the day dawns and the day star rises in your heart. Who is this day star this morning, brother? Brother, did not John testified and said of him, I'm not the light, but I come to bear witness of the light. Word by the day star sprang from on high, and had visited us and brought knowledge of salvation by the remission of their sin. If you've been down to the banquet hall, you know I know in whom I believe this morning. I know him because, brother, I met him in a free pardon and remission of sin in 1975, right back there in the midnight, right before the midnight stroke of the hour. Oh, brother, I cried and I wailed. I sought him with all that I had, brother, but one had not. He wanted me. He wanted my whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And brother, I wanted him more than I wanted life. Oh, brother, I felt like the prophets of old cried. Like a crane did I chatter. Like a dove did I mourn. I mourned and cried. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Oh, God, deliver me. Brother, I feared for my life. I feared of a lake of fire where I knew I was going to. I was like all that ever come into the world. I'd sinned against God, and my sins had separated me from God. Oh, brother, I look out in this world today. This country and this world is in a terrible shape, brother. And I think, brother, of what Jeremiah said, listen, they had carved them images of graven images, and they'd worship them. This world is a worshiping idol God, brother. They're saying, lo, here's the way, and there's the way. Jesus said, go not after them. Oh, brother, don't go after the ways of death, for they're like the wild woman that stands on the street corner. Her footsteps take hold of hell. Her ways are the way of death. Oh, listen, Jeremiah began to sing, and the old writer said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Who's going to help them out? Israel went astray. I see this world has gone astray. Is there no balm in this world today? Is there no physician here that can help them out? Oh, I got good news this morning. If they will only look unto him, he was the one. He was the good Samaritan. When there was a man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, and the thieves stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, brother, and left him half dead. And the priest came by, brother, and the Levite come by, but the law could not save. There was no law given whereby a man could be saved. There was no life in the law, but the good Samaritan came by, which was Jesus, brother. Oh, what's he gonna do for you, friend? He gonna bind you up. He gonna pour out the oil. He gonna let your heart be overcome. He gonna be like David of old, cried, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He make me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters for his name's sake. And yet though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me. Thou anointest my head with that oil, and my cup runs over this morning. Surely goodness and mercy I will dwell with me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forever. Farewell, vain world, I'm going home some morning. I can't wait sometime to be free from this ungodly world here below. When will the moments come? No wonder the prophet said, when will the moments come when I can lay down this mortal frame and pick up and go and be with the Lord? I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, all and dwell the tents of the wicked. I'd rather be just a little soldier off the throne and to be the president of the United States. Listen this morning, friend. This nation needs healing. But if they don't come to the Lord and they fall away from God, they're going to feel the wrath of God, brother. It's going to bite upon the children of disobedience. You can't keep committing sin, friend. You're not going to escape the terror of the Lord. Oh, Paul said, do know the terror of the Lord. We do persuade men. I'm trying to persuade them, Brother Saber, to turn from their ways. I'm trying to tell them, death is coming upon you. What will you do with Jesus while you're alive? The day is the day of salvation. When he calls your name, friend, listen to the low, still voice. Be like the Elijah in the cave. When the storms came, and the earthquakes came, and the fire came, and the Lord wasn't in them, brother. But all of a sudden, brother, there was a low still voice. I began to call unto him, Elijah, what thou doest here? Oh, don't you feel alone sometime? Don't you be like David, brother? Are you in your little cave? Are you alone in this world below? I'm going to tell you, you're not alone, friend. Jesus is there. He's waiting on you. Just open up your heart and let the Lord come in. No wonder he said of old, swing you wide, you everlasting gate, and let the Lord of glory come in. Who is this Lord? He is the Lord. He is high and lifted up. And his train is a following him. Come and be one of the train today. It's a following Jesus, brother. They are the redeemed of the Lord, brother. Oh, friend, he was seen on the wings of the wind. Brethren, today there are none like our Lord in all the land below. He is a deliverer today. He is the one that's got the oil to pour in your wound today. Though Satan has wounded you, though he beat you down, though you feel like king and nowhere to go, there's a good Samaritan coming by your way this morning. He's a calling on you. Open up the door and let me in. I'm a knocking at the door, he said. If any man will open the door, I'll come in to him. And I'll sup with him and he with me. No wonder Jeremiah began to cry when he seen the children of Israel staying. He cried, oh, that my head was water and my eyes were fountains of tears. Then when I cried for the daughters of Zion, brother, and friend, take heed of that light this morning that you may become the children of that light. Light is life if you take heed to it. If you let it lead you, it'll lead you to life. It'll bring condemnation at the first. But if you'll take heed to it and follow it and obey it, it brings life. Ain't that wonderful? Something that brings condemnation can bring life also. Thank the Lord for that life. And I thank God by following the light that I got life 1975. And you know something? The light that he put in me has never went out. Though dark trials of life come and sorrow rolled around me so high, and I felt sometime like the waves of the life of thy living, brethren, that the world was swaying around me. Yet I was not alone. His hand was under me, lifting me and sailing me on through life, brethren. We're just swift passengers here, but soon our race will be over. And then shall we return to the earth from whence I come. But the soul is going to go to its long home. And I'm not going to take too much time. I want this brother, he was called last month, and he's come to pay his memorial meeting back, and we want to pray for him. And I thank God for what he's given me here today. And I thank God for the blessings, brother. And I'm not selfish this morning. I want Brother Jimmy to come.